If you love all things gardening, why not join us at our Spring Fair from the 3rd to the 5th of May at Bewley in Hampshire? You'll find everything you need to kickstart the season. Find out more at bbcgardenersworldfair.com. See you there!
CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF protect skin against damaging UV rays and continuously deliver 3 essential ceramides to help restore skin's protective barrier so it can lock in moisture. Non-greasy, fragrance-free, and won't clog pores? With CeraVe, skin feels hydrated and looks healthy all day. CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF from the number one dermatologist recommended facial moisturizer brand.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Gardener's World magazine Sew Along series, the podcast that inspires you to grow more from seed.
Hello, I'm Blake, the premium content manager at BBC Gardener's World magazine, and I'm going to share why I love growing basil. If you like spending time in the kitchen as much as in the garden, then growing herbs is a real winner. Even for non-gardeners, they can be the gateway into gardening. A pot of herbs on a windowsill can soon turn into a small herb garden, then a veg patch, and before you know it, your weekends are planned around spending more time outside with your hands in the earth or afternoons in the greenhouse sowing seed. And basil is one of the most versatile, flavoursome, and useful herbs you can grow. The origins of the word basil actually stem from the Greek word basileas, meaning king, and it seems a good fit to me because, and this might be a slightly bold and controversial statement, basil is perhaps the king of herbs. Growing basil isn't too tricky. It can be a little fussy, but if you give it the right conditions, it will thrive. Keep it in a sheltered and lightly shaded position, avoiding the heat of the midday sun in summer. Plants need to be well watered as they'll soon wilt if allowed to dry out. But make sure drainage is good and take care when watering not to splash the leaves to avoid disease. When sowing, I found that basil isn't all that keen on being transplanted, so I sow them directly into pots rather than seed trays first. I pinch out the tips regularly as they're growing to promote new growth. Tomatoes and basil are natural companions, both on the plot and the plate. I like to maximise space on my balcony by growing a container with basil, a bush tomato, and some vibrant orange French marigolds to attract more pollinators and fend off whitefly. The three grow well together, needing similar conditions, and if you pick a trailing tomato variety like Tumbling Tom, they look wonderful as they cascade down the side, and they don't need side shooting either. And don't forget that if you want to save yourself some cash, then you can bypass the seed sowing process completely and boost your stock of plants using a plant bought from the supermarket. If you've tried growing these on before and haven't had much luck, it's likely because these supermarket herbs are actually many seedlings squashed together in one pot. If you instead split them up into a few different pots, this will give them a little more breathing space and you should get some healthy extra basil plants for free. Most supermarket basils are sweet basils, but one of the brilliant things about growing your own is that you can try a range of new and exciting varieties. I usually have some Greek basil plants on the go. It has a neat, compact shape that suits being in a container, and smaller, sweeter leaves than the traditional sweet basil. And I also love the dark, rich purple leaves of Crimson King. I've found they have great vigour, more so than other purple leaf types, and they look fabulous in the garden. Unlike some other herbs, basil leaves don't freeze or dry well, but you can try preserving in oil if you have a glut of leaves you need to use up. I tend to remove any flower stems I notice during the growing season, as it can affect the leaf quality. But towards the end of the growing year, I let the plants go to flower, and the small, delicate blooms, which range from white to shades of purple, attract pollinators like bees and butterflies. So basil really does tick all the boxes, especially if you're limited on growing space, like me.
Thanks for listening to Sew Along, and we hope you're inspired to give seed sowing a go. Find out more about it at gardenersworld.com/podcast. Subscribe now to never miss an episode, and rate us in your podcast provider app. See you next time.